From NPR News in Washington, I'm Noor Rahm. The Kremlin announced today that President Dmitry Medvedev has signed a ceasefire agreement, which calls for the withdrawal of Russian troops from Georgia. The president of Georgia signed the agreement yesterday. NPR's Ivan Watson reports from Tbilisi.
After a five-hour meeting with U.S. Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice in the Georgian capital, Georgia's President Mikhail Saakashvili emerged distraught yesterday and announced he had signed the six-point ceasefire agreement. But he did not temper his anger at the Russians, who he called 21st-century barbarians.
There is a strong force led by former KGB warriors. Those tanks that were taken out of Afghanistan, of Eastern Europe, now are rolling back again into other countries. Georgia was the first one to take their hit, but they are on the roll, they are euphoric, they are arrogant, they will not stop.
For days now, Russian troops have occupied at least four key Georgian towns where they have destroyed bases belonging to Georgia's U.S.-trained military. Ivan Watson, NPR News, Tbilisi.
A bomb in a parked car exploded in Baghdad today. Police say six people were killed and 10 others were wounded. They had been boarding minibuses to travel to the holy city of Karbala for a Shiite religious festival. A former bishop is now president of Paraguay in the center of South America. He says his administration will fight poverty. NPR's Juan Ferreira reports from Bogota, Colombia.
Lugo was sworn in a ceremony celebrated by leftist leaders from across South America. Everyone from Hugo Chavez of Venezuela to Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva of Brazil. Lugo may end up being much more like Lula or other business-friendly Latin leaders. He said he wants to cut state regulation. He also says he's going to fight corruption, which is rampant in Paraguay. The landlocked country in South America is known for its trade in contraband. It's also known for its electricity production and its huge soy farms. Lugo wants to harness those resources to pay for social programs. Juan Ferrero, NPR News, Bogota.
At the Olympics in Beijing, American swimmer Michael Phelps won the 100-meter butterfly today to pick up his seventh gold medal. NPR's Howard Burka says the race was so close, it wasn't clear who won until officials saw the replay.
The official time has him hitting the wall 1/100th of a second ahead of Milorad Kavic of Serbia. And I've seen slow-motion video, and you really can't tell. What officials did was they took that video and they slowed it down to 10,000ths of a second in order to determine the finish. And that, they say, shows that Michael Phelps did indeed finish first. Serbians withdrew their protest after seeing that video.
NPR's Howard Burkus. Phelps has now tied the record for the most gold medals in a single Olympics, set by Mark Spitz in 1972. This is NPR News. Both major presidential candidates will be at Saddleback Church in Lake Forest, California tonight. John McCain and Barack Obama will be questioned separately by the pastor, Rick Warren, the author of The Purpose-Driven Life. Warren says he thinks there are a lot of Americans who feel disaffected both by the left and the right. Stocks put in a mixed performance yesterday to conclude an uneven and volatile week. Steve Beckner of Market News International reports.
Blue chip shares posted good gains in response to a further fall in oil prices. U.S. light sweet crude traded well below $112 per barrel before closing down $1.24 at $113.77. As oil fell, the dollar rose. Also lending support was favorable news from the Federal Reserve on manufacturing and an uptick in consumer sentiment. With advancers narrowly outpacing losers in light trading on the big board, the Dow Jones Industrials and the S&P 500 rose roughly 0.4%, but the technology-heavy NASDAQ composite lost ground. For the week, it was a different story. The Dow slid nearly 0.2%, and the S&P managed just a slight rise, but the NASDAQ climbed by 1.6%. For NPR News, I'm Steve Beckner.
Cookie company Mrs. Fields Famous Brand said yesterday it plans to file for Chapter 11 bankruptcy protection. The company licenses and franchises about 1,200 Mrs. Fields and TCBY frozen yogurt shops worldwide. According to a filing with the Securities and Exchange Commission, the company plans to continue to do business and may consider selling TCBY. Mrs. Fields has reported declining sales throughout the past year. I'm Noor Rahm, NPR News in Washington.